We all love to travel, but travel can have a damaging impact upon the environment. But some within the tourism industry are addressing the issues of sustainability, and they meet each year at the Ecotourism and Sustainable Tourism Conference. Dr. Kelly Bricker is the chair of the International Ecotourism Society, and she believes the keys to helping the travel industry improve its sustainable credentials are engage, inspire, and educate.
These three tenets of the organization are really founded on the fact that we bring people together around the subject area of ecotourism and sustainable tourism, which is relatively new. Sustainable tourism are our neighbors in a sense, but we feel like we cannot operate in isolation, that the ecotourism community must engage the entire tourism community to create sustainable destinations. So we act as a forum, a platform, a home for these discussions to take place. And we have a networking site we call Ties Exchange. We also have a world map where if you're a member of the organization, you can connect with others in your area. This map really ties the world together of people that are involved in ecotourism and sustainable tourism. We also educate, which is a big part of our mission. And that education mission comes in a variety of forms, from workshops to this conference here, or engaging in international conferences to really talk about ecotourism and the issues, trends, and tools associated with that. And then the last part is to inspire. And we want to give support to our ecotourism community. We want people that are out there working very hard to not feel alone in all of this. We have some champions. I mean, there's some people in the world that are doing some incredible things, and we want to give them a place to be part of the family that's discussing these issues and really breaking them down in a way that sort of moves us forward to create a sustainable future.
How much do you think at the moment the whole tourism industry is kind of divided into ecotourism and the non-ecotourist people, and never the twain shall meet?
I think what you have to figure out is everybody that's involved in tourism is dependent upon a healthy environment. And really, that's the basis. If you have a destination, I don't care what kind of tourism, even if it's casino tourism going on there, and the environment is horrible, people aren't going to want to go there. We're all in this together. The natural cultural capital of what we do is critically important. Whether we're going to see nature activities and we're a nature buff, that's almost beside the point. It's not about the activity. It's about the destinations that you go to. And if local people aren't benefiting from the tourism, they're not going to have a good attitude toward it. If their environment is messed up, they're not going to be healthy. The travelers that come aren't going to be able to relax and have a healthy experience. It's very much tied as a group. So when we split these apart, it's very interesting to me. And I think a lot of people talk about this, that you're saying, oh, so you can have polluted water and horrible air and impoverished communities, and that's attractive as a destination. I think no one in the tourism industry would say that that's attractive. So we are in this together. Ecotourism, its principles are founded on sustainability, and that's what's attractive about ecotourism into the larger tourism community. But not everybody wants to go and see nature, and that's okay. It doesn't matter. We still need a healthy environment. So splitting them apart does no one any good. Coming together and saying we have to protect our natural and cultural capital and benefit local communities is the key to all of this.
And bearing that in mind, how important do you think it is to actually let people know that there is a difference between ecotourism and sustainable tourism?
I don't know that it really matters, and I think people often get confused. I mean, my dream one day is that when we just talk about tourism, we're talking about sustainable tourism. So whatever you call it is almost secondary to the principles that it's founded upon in the big global picture of things. We don't need to label things. People just need to experience it. And oftentimes, when you go to a destination, you may be in a casino, and then you may go out for a birding outing, or then you may go on a hike. So people aren't so niche specific always, you know? So what we call it, to me, is secondary to what the principles are that it's founded upon.
And as an organization, because you have this big group of people coming together, how much power does that give you to actually change the world? I don't mean necessarily as an individual organization, but in general, to actually engender change within the world in terms of making it more environmental, more sustainable.
What this does is people come here and share ideas. And most of the people that come here are part of the choir. When they say, how do you deal with this particular challenge, whether it's a social challenge or an environmental conundrum about how to have a sustainable swimming pool, for example, people share ideas, they learn from one another, and it just strengthens what we do out in the field. So I think there is power in unity, and there's power in clarity. And if we can all get on the same page with the principles that are critical and understand that sustainability is not just an environmental issue. Sustainability is an economic and a social issue. And we all know we have plenty of social ills in the world today. And I believe that the power of tourism, collective tourism community, 1 billion travelers, plus all the people that provide those experiences, we have the potential to change the social ills that we're impacting one way or another, and as well as the environmental. You know, and if we don't share ideas and we don't talk to people outside our own worlds and communities, we don't grow. So, yeah, I do think there's power in coming together.
That's Dr. Kelly Bricker, Chair of the International Ecotourism Society, speaking at the Ecotourism and Sustainable Tourism Conference in Nairobi, Kenya.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.